11 years ago, Anders Breivik, a far-right extremist, murdered 77 people in Norway. He was sentenced to 21 years in prison, the maximum possible under Norwegian law. But today, he's appearing in court, appealing to be allowed early release. This was the scene in the court a short time ago. In Skien in Norway, Breivik, who has spent 10 years behind bars, is arguing that he should be given the chance of parole. Well, live to our Europe correspondent who's following this story from Brussels, Nick Beek. And Nick, good to see you. This is really the first time we're seeing Breivik in court.
Yeah, this is the first time in 5 years that we've seen him in public. And the first thing he did today when he arrived in the courtroom was to give a Nazi salute. He also had with him signs which were printed in English, calling for what he described as the end of the genocide of so-called white nations. He then spoke to the panel of three and said that he had in fact been brainwashed before committing those acts back in 2011. He claimed it was online radicalization that led him to do that. What his lawyers are trying to argue, or what he through them is trying to convince the panel, is that he no longer represents a threat to the public, but quite how his case will be helped by the fact that today he said he was still committed to a fight for white supremacy, although he said he would carry that out through peaceful means.
Yeah, that's right. And the judge also asked him to put down these placards, that he didn't want to see them.
Yes, that's right. And he has been, throughout all of this, showing no signs of remorse for the crimes he committed. On the one hand, he describes himself as a politician, someone who's committed to the far right cause. But I think the real problem with this, Yelda, is for the families of the victims, the people who were murdered by these terrible acts more than a decade ago. They see these court appearances as an opportunity for Breivik to espouse some of his really quite warped theories and ideologies. The thing is, under Norwegian law, and certainly the authorities, you see them trying to treat him like any other convicted felon, someone who's committed these offences. So that's to say, he's been behind bars for more than a decade. His sentence was 21 years. And so he has this opportunity to come before the judge and two others and try and convince them that he is no longer a danger to society. Clearly, it's a difficult time for a lot of people listening to him, seeing him once again. And I was in Norway a few months ago as they were marking the 10th anniversary of the dreadful crimes that he committed. And the legacy really remains with people. And the sense you get is that they would really like to forget Anders Breivik, but at the same time, they'd like to remember those who he killed.
Nick, thank you so much for bringing us up to date there from Brussels.